I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News, with the President's Weekly Conversation.
It's an honor to celebrate Amtrak's 50th anniversary. I look forward to a bright future for all American rail. You know, back in 2016, I announced a federal loan that allowed Amtrak to purchase the new Acela trains, and they look great. I can hardly wait to ride. And they're made in America, and I wanted to see more of that. That's why the investments in my American Jobs Plan are guided by one principle: buy American. Buy products that are made in America. And American tax dollars are going to be used to buy American products to create American jobs. When I became vice president, one of the Capitol Hill newspapers estimated that I had taken more than 7,000 round trips in Amtrak over my career. I think that's an exaggeration. And I'm going to rely on those two conductors. One of them was a guy named Angelo Negri. And Angelo, there was an article, my fourth or fifth year as president, vice president, saying Biden travels 1,300,000 miles on Air Force One. And I used to, the Secret Service didn't like it, but I used to like to take the train home. My mom was sick, and I'd try to come home almost every weekend as vice president to see her. And I was getting on the train, and Angelo Negri came up to me and goes, "Joey, baby!" And he grabbed my cheek, started to squeeze it like he always did. And I thought he was going to get shot. I'm serious. And I said, "No, no, he's a friend." He said, "Joey, what's the big deal? 1,200,000, 300,000 miles on Air Force Two. You know how many miles you travel on Amtrak?" I said, "No, Ange, I don't know." And he gave me the calculation. And he said, "You travel 1,515,000 miles on Amtrak." So the fact is, I probably take Ange's word before I took the word of what the article said. But the point is, in the process, as Conductor Reeve will tell you, Amtrak became my family. I literally every single day that I was in the United States Senate, got either the 728, it became the 732, and got home on, if I got lucky, I got the Metro that left, the last one left at 6, or I got the 730 coming home. And you get to know everybody. You get to know the folks. And I used to have a Christmas party for Amtrak employees at my home. And that got so big, we ended up having a summer party because family and retirees kept coming back. I want to tell you, these guys and women, they work like the devil. They really do. And Amtrak wasn't just a way of getting home. It provided me, and I'm not joking, an entire other family, a community dedicated that was a professional, and that we've shared milestones in my life. And I've been allowed to share milestones in theirs. I've been an awful lot of weddings and christenings and, unfortunately, some burials as well. We're family. You know, I remember one night my daughter was only 6 years old, and it was my birthday, and we were voting. And I went to Bob Dole, and I said, "Bob, when's the next vote going to take place?" He said, "Joe, what? Why?" I said, "Well, my daughter is really upset. I'm not going to be able to be home for the birthday cake she made for me." He said, "What do you need?" I said, "I need just time to catch the 5 o'clock Metro, and I can get the 6:28 coming back." Because in the platform, just in Delaware, you walk from one side to the other. Got off the train. My wife, Jill, was standing there. My daughter had the cake, the candle lit. I blew them out, gave me a kiss, walked across, and got on the southbound. So it has been part of my life. I've been riding an Amtrak for almost as long as there's been an Amtrak. I've come to see that Amtrak doesn't just carry us from one place to another. It opens up enormous possibilities. And especially now, it makes it possible to build an economy of the future and one that we need. Last week, I announced the target of cutting greenhouse gases and gas emissions in half by 2030. And most of that, of those emissions in this country, come from transportation. But if just 10% of the freight shipped and the largest trucks went by rail instead, we'd be removing 3,300,000 cars from the road, and we've been planting, is the same as doing that, or planting 260 million trees in America. And as I've said from the beginning, when I think about fighting climate change, I think about jobs. And rail, and hopefully the expansion of rail, provides good union jobs, good paying jobs. It also connects people to jobs and economic opportunities that can be reached from wherever you live. Let's put this in perspective. For years, I fought efforts to cut funding for Amtrak because cutting funding for Amtrak would be a disaster for our environment and our economy. Amtrak carries four times as many riders between Washington and New York City as every single airline does within 50 miles of the shore from Florida all the way up the coast. Imagine what we'd have to do. A single day without the Northeast Corridor, for example, with Amtrak and the Northeast Corridor would cost the economy $100 million. If you shut down all passenger service on Amtrak's Northeast Corridor, the projects that compensate for the loss, you'd have to add seven new lanes of highway on I-95. And consider that cost, average of $30 million for a linear mile. This is the bargain of bargains and bargains. It's economical and it's environmentally a lifesaver. That's why in my rescue plan, American Rescue Plan, we've worked hard to keep Amtrak running at the height of the pandemic because we weren't traveling Amtrak furloughed 1,200 employees. And we were able to provide emergency relief to keep rail service running. And we've now brought back 1,200 union workers who had been furloughed. And by the way, you get a union wage, not $15 an hour, a prevailing wage. But we have to do more than just build back. We have to build back better. And today we have a once-in-a-generation opportunity to position Amtrak and rail, and inner-city rail as well, in general, to play a central role in our transformation and transportation economic future.
That was the President's Weekly Conversation. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.